to breathe him in and draw strength from his perfect smile. He is as tall as I imagined. His wings fold around the contours of his body. He stands straight, a soldier on guard. I know he will never let me down. I wish he could stay with me all of the time. I have banished myself to the spare room, and he arrives before I go to sleep. If only he would come earlier, when the children have gone to bed and the quarrels begin. He could guide me through the storm. I'd know he was there, I'd feel his steadying hand on my shoulder, clearing my mind of the fuddle of past happiness, sharpening my reasoning, strengthening my will. You maintain a facade of family life, but the children are aware of the tension in the house. They hate you both because they are scared, rightly as it turns out, that their world may be about to change. Their behavior deteriorates and letters are sent home from school. Then comes the sit-down moment when you explain that Mummy and Daddy are going their separate ways. It's not your fault, you say. We will be there for you, and through gritted teeth, we'll always be friends. Your old love moves out.